Welcome to the Circle of Dawn. Enjoy.
For the penultimate session of season one. Yes, next week will be the last session, hopefully. Well, it will be the last session, but anyhow, I won't get into the complications. So, last week you decided to fake join up with the Horns of Vengeance, and Vanessa snuck around and basically prevented Kalias from having to touch the tree. And you slaughtered most of the enemies. One of them managed to run away into the tree. And you noticed there was a secret door that managed to open and close when the person went in. And you took out one of the remaining Nethermancers. It is a Nethermancer because you've seen them cast a Nethermancer.
Fog ghost?
Yeah, Fog Ghost.
Yeah.
And you knocked them down on the floor and you've tied them up. And that's where we are now.
Yeah, I'm drinking a boost potion.
Yeah, okay.
Good start.
The guy's awake and rambling about with his praising of Ragok, and basically saw like saying, "You might as well kill me now. I will not reveal anything to you, you fools. You don't understand the power of Ragok. Ragok will revenge me for sure. Slay me now."
Well, you know, do you want to keep him alive or not? For me, I want to check out this door where the other guy ran down, because we've got a certain amount of time before all his mates either get more prepared or come up here.
Okay, so, can you, oh no, you got plenty of time. Okay, so you saw the archer, Scrang, run into the tree, and you were quite near them at that time, and you saw that on the side of the tree, there's, a latch, and it's obvious when you look at it because it's not covered in the sap from the tree, so it's easy to kind of like push. And from what you know about traps and secret doors and things like that, you just envisage that you press that and then the fake door will open. What's inside you don't know, obviously.
Yeah, so I'm proposing I'm gonna open that door, attempt to sneak forward a little bit, because if I get a good enough roll I can do it, and you lot can interrogate this person or kill him, whichever your choice is.
I'm going to take a healing potion.
Yeah, okay.
And Comalan will crouch down in front of the bound Strang and tell him that Galen is very sorry he feels this way, and Galen really hopes that his mind and his heart can be healed again.
Galen,
nonetheless.
A mockery of the passions. Only the truth is ever spoken by Ragok. Ragok tells all. Life is suffering, and any passion or name giver or anyone who says anything different is lying. Only Ragok tells the truth of what life entails. Garland prolongs suffering, even though she vainly pretends that she's trying to help people. But ultimately, she is just prolonging their suffering.
And suffering is good, isn't it? Isn't that what you said?
But she lies. She tries to pretend that she is trying to relieve people of their suffering. But she cannot do any of that. She is a fake passion, as are the others. Only Ragok tells the truth of what life entails.
As I said, Garland and I personally are very sad you feel that way. We feel sorry for it, and we feel sorry for you, and we really can hope that you can find back on a more wholesome path for yourself. And with that, I will take out a rope and just tie his beak shut so he doesn't clamor and disturb Jaspri's wonders we are witnessing here any longer. And then I will ask Dylan to make sure he is properly secured for now, and then we can deal with other matters for the time being.
Tree sap would have been the easiest method to disable him for now while we headed inside.
Well, from what you found out last week about the about the tree sap, I've put that in your handout. Sorry for interrupting, Kalias, sorry.
That's fine. I'm just saying that it seems excessive. If we want to kill him, let's kill him. If we want to let him live, then torturing him with this poison is not the way to go. That would achieve nothing.
I'd say it's probably reasonably effective. It'll kill him.
Slowly.
Give him the poison. Yeah, but it'll also effectively disable him during that time. That's my only advice. You guys can choose to kill him or not as you decide. I mean, sneaking down the stairs.
But will it really? I'm not sure, because they seem to be fetishizing pain, so maybe he'll just thrive on it.
If we kill them, we kill them cleanly.
I agree with Fendrak.
They're not deserving of a hero's death, but I will not sink to Ragok's tactics, regardless of who the enemy is.
And I honestly feel that he also deserves compassion and love, and that we try to help him.
I disagree there, I'm afraid.
Shouldn't we at least
try? He isn't deserving of a slow, painful death, but he's not deserving of your compassion.
He is, because everyone deserves Garland's compassion. That is what Garland is all about. Sometimes she will strike down a foe trying to plunder a home or to kill an innocent. Of course she will, and he will. But still, she feels compassion about them.
I'm pretty sure that this is not the time to have this conversation about your religious beliefs, both of you. We've got a situation on our hands, and we have to deal with it quickly. So, Fendrak, if you feel like taking him out, how about you take him out? Cleanly, politely, whatever is your choice of weapon, whatever.
I'll break his neck.
Be my guest.
Okay, yep, you can, unless anyone else is stopping you, then, yeah, you can go across and break his neck in whatever fashion you choose.
Yeah, as quick as possible.
Okay, so he's now dead on the floor.
Sorry, it had to be this way.
No.
We're sorry, you're sorry. Let's move on.
So I got a 13 for sneaking through this door and whatever's on the other side.
Okay, as you you open the door, you can see there's a very tight spiral. Well, at first it's a staircase that's made from the roots of the tree that you can see at the moment, and it's very tight. You can only get one person down at a time. So you'd be going in single file if you went down.
Yeah. So I'll be doing my sneaking thing ahead down the spiral stairs, and then I'm assuming you lot sort out your party order. Yeah, so I'm going to go down first, effectively sneaking and checking for traps, and then you lot decide what order you're following down.
Well, I'll keep our back lines secure. That means
I'll follow you then. I'll come straight after Vanessa then.
Yeah, makes more sense.
Okay, so as you're walking down the very tight spiral ad hoc of a staircase, it's now being made out of earth once you've passed the roots, and you basically think you've probably travelled about 20 metres underground. Kalias and Vanessa, as you're getting closer to the bottom, you can see there's some light emitting from the bottom, and you can also distinctly hear the loud rushing, well, not very loud, but fairly loud rushing of water.
Okay. Now could probably be the time to beef up our defences. Any sort of soul armor, spirit armor, and all that lot. Isn't that right, Cormilan?
Yes, I think that is a prudent idea.
Let's do just that then.
I will then cast an air armor on my comrades and beef it up with both increased duration, so it lasts minutes, and additional targets, so I can put it on every one of us.
Yep, so that's air armor, so that's +3 to physical defense. Physical armor for everybody.
Yep. And I'll do the same for soul armor, but I will, because it already lasts minutes, I will put my thread towards it being +5 mystic armor instead of +3.
Oh, they've got +3 to physical armor and +5 to mystic armor. So everyone note that down or update your tokens appropriately.
But that's not the only thing I would like to do. I would like to see if I could maybe get some more information on what's going on behind, sort of like further down without going there. So I'd like to use the Shadows Whisper to see if I can hear something using the shadows around us. There should be plenty. Do you know how it works?
No, you need to tell me.
So pretty much lets me eavesdrop. If anything is... if there is any source of light, then there are shadows that I can use. And, 100 yards.
Ah, okay.
And it can be spotted if someone is perceptive enough. They would have to make a perception test against the spellcasting test, so I would need to roll for that.
Yep, so you roll out. Okay, so what do you actually hear then, Kalias, specifically?
Anything that goes on around the 100-yard area. So if someone's talking, then I can eavesdrop on their conversation. If someone's walking around, then I can hear their footsteps.
Okay, so you can hear some, well, what you would perceive to be some kind of chanting, but not in Thrallic or Elven, of the languages that you understand. You've heard Skrang speak before, so you're fairly sure they're chanting in Skrang.
Okay. Any chance I can tell how many voices or like how large a group is?
Chanting.
Maybe some sort of perception?
It's all right. There's more than two, but there's less than
100.
Well, no, it's because I'm quite familiar with chanting, believe it or not. I used to be a Buddhist, so... you probably think it might be anywhere between, like, 4 or 8.
Okay. And how far is this?
Well, if you want to do it at the maximum distance, then, it's only 20... Like I said, it's only 20 metres down, I believe I said. Yes, 20 metres down. And so halfway down, you start to be able to hear it.
Okay, so I pass this information on to everyone else.
Actually, even if you cast it at the top, you could still hear it.
Yeah, so I definitely share this information with everyone. So proceed with caution.
That's my plan, but we probably want to get there before that charting finishes.
Yes, most likely.
What's your mystic defense, Kalias? Sorry, social defense, sorry.
Social defense is 9.
9. Okay, so as you're listening in to the chanting... You also, not necessarily hear as well as anybody else, but you definitely hear a loud booming voice that says to you, no one else hears this by the way, that says to you specifically, come my child and let us embrace and we shall all be one. The more that worship me, better. Now come my children.
And maybe we should plug our ears. There seems to be side effects from listening to the chanting.
Seems like a good plan.
Got anything to stick in your ears? What have we used the other day?
Used wax before, didn't you?
Yeah, Cormelan supply.
I will dig down into my satchel and hope that I have still some of my sealing wax ready. And probably I do have, and so dispense it to everyone.
So as everyone else gets a little bit closer to the bottom, you all start hearing the metronomic hum of chanting.
Not for long, getting some of that earwax blocking stuff and swapping to hand signals.
Your famous hand signals. The famous hand signal for watch out, we're gonna die. Okay, so you start approaching to the bottom of the stairs. Is there anything else you want to do before I move on to that map?
No, I did checking for traps and some sneaking, so that's it for now.
Yeah, you didn't detect any traps.
Yeah, so we'll see what we see.
Okay, so as you get down to the bottom of the stairs, Vanessa is the only one who can see at the moment. You see into a large room, and you can see before you there are two pillars on either side. The ceilings are around about 4 meters high, and you can see what looks like a river going through the central area of this cavern area, although it's not a cavern because as you look at the walls have obviously been constructed out of various yellow and green stones. And before you also see, just before the water, as you can see on the map, a darkness area. There is no, and surprisingly, although you could see light when you were coming down, there is no light illuminating the area.
Yeah, so I've rolled an amazing stealthy stride and I'm sneaking into here.
Okay, so Vanessa,
you want us to hang back because
snuck into the room ahead of you. You're all basically still on the stairs.
I gave the little signal that I was sneaking forward, dummy stealthy stride, not sneak to the left.
So this darkness that you mentioned,
yep,
is this something that we can actually see? Is that the usual ethereal darkness?
From what Vanessa, well, you can't see it because you're behind Fendark at the moment, and it's around, kind of like the only person who'll be able to see in at the moment is Cormelan, is Fendrak. But Vanessa will be familiar with it and probably think that it is the Nethermancer, ethereal darkness. Can't see through it, and even though she's approaching it with a light source or whatever, it's not illuminating that area at all.
So I'd ideally continue sneaking to the left using the pillar, then the next pillar is cover. Ethereal darkness, so with some spell casters, if you can dispel it or shoot something into it or something.
Yeah. When it becomes available for me, and I have it in my line of sight, I would like to try to dispel it.
Okay, actually, so they're all basically, so it's Fendrak and either Kalias or Cormelan behind Fendrak. So if you step into the room, that's when you enter the room. At the moment, you're all on the stairs.
I don't have any stealth ability whatsoever, so I'm just going to have to stride forward to let people behind me move. And with heat sight, can I see any name givers or animals in front of me, anything like that?
Not at the moment.
I'll take a couple of steps forward then. Not being sneaky at all.
Yeah, things will be revealed as and when is appropriate to your heat psych. You walk into the room and you all hear this booming voice. Welcome, my children. Have you come to join with me? Come. Come now and let the pain enlighten you.
I will stop weaving a thread for a flame weapon and keep myself close to my dear friend Fendrak, my DFF, so to speak.
Yep. Before you, up ahead, you see effectively touching the ceiling, like I said, the ceiling's 4 meters high, effectively touching the ceiling, a large humanoid creature that looks like it's got the head of a ram and horns stood in front of the gap between the water. Come! Come now, my children. Kalias, are you in the room yet?
Not really, no.
Okay. And he holds out his arms.
Is this where we're supposed to hear the chanting? Like, I know how far I went with my...
Yep. This is where the chanting is coming from. The chanting has now stopped. Basically, the chanting stopped as soon as Fendrak and Cormelan went in the room and you heard the voice of this entity that's now stood before you in the gap between the waters.
Okay. So...
Oh, yeah. It says Ragok because you all recognize it very specifically as Ragok. It is Ragok.
No, it is just a very fancy illusion and trick that is supposed to make us believe.
Okay, well, you recognize it as Ragok. And you can decide whether you want to disbelieve or not or whatever. But apart from that, it looks and appears like Ragok to all of you. Actually, no. In fact, no. Even you thinking that, Cormelan. No, it is Ragok. As Kalias, as you come into the room, the entrance behind you at the bottom of the stairs seals up.
Fancy that.
And it goes, there is no escape now, my children. Come forth and join.
If we refuse?
Refuse? You cannot refuse. You're in my lair now. Nothing can stop you from joining with me. Join it alive or join in death.
That's cleared that up.
Stepping up.
Anxiously at the magicians.
Right, so you see before you a creature that you're 100% convinced is Ragok, and he starts to open his arms, and you see a white crackling emanating from his hands into kind of like an arc between his hands, and he goes to motion forward to you. In that moment, in a blinding flash of orange light that Cormelan and Kalias are familiar with, and Vanessa looking from around the corner of the pillar, Thistonius appears and shouts at Ragok and says, Ragok, you know you cannot interfere directly with name-giver affairs. Now be gone and leave this place. Rashomon, you know you cannot interfere in Namegir's affairs so directly. You truly are a coward, using your powers in this way. Go back to where you belong, back with the horrors and undead that you so covet. Leave this place now, before I call upon the powers of banishment, and will be my right should you decide to continue in this flagrant ignore the Pact of the Passions. Now be gone! And slams her staff on the floor. Bright orange light envelops both of them. Leave it open for you to do anything in between before I continue. Then you hear Ragok
stood there completely dumbstruck.
While they are getting at it, I would still like to dispel some of that darkness. I was going to do it earlier, but it kind of...
Yep, that's what I mean. So you've got plenty of time to do things while this is going on. So go ahead, Kalias.
I will I successfully wove my two extra threads for the flame weapons, and some flickering flames came up between my fingers, and I will knit them a little bit and draw strands from it, and then reach over to Fandrak's spear and let one of the little flames lick around the shaft, and it will grow and grow and grow and engulf the whole weapon in magical flame, and will last for...
Okay, so Kalias, that dispelled the darkness. I'm 100% convinced it was ethereal darkness, which you're very, very familiar with. And as the darkness disappears, you see a green type of cloud in front of you. Do you want to roll half magic pattern craft, please?
What's your mystic defense, Fandrak?
Mystic.
10?
10.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's just a regular success. Rank plus 5. Okay. So for the next 11 rounds, you will get a step 8 bonus die on all damage tests with that weapon.
Okay, Kalias.
As promised.
You recognize this cloud as the Nethermancer spell, a debilitating gloom that was obviously hidden within the darkness that you could see through anyhow, by the way. I should have said that.
Oh, that's fine. The only thing it makes a difference to is that I would then probably rather dispel that instead of the darkness, because darkness is less of a hassle than this.
Yeah, I'll give you that, because I didn't give you all the proper information. So you saw into the darkness and saw that there was a cloud of green gas concealed within, and then you basically dispelled it. So the darkness is still there at the moment, but no longer is the... so the darkness is still there at the moment.
Let me know if I have more time, because I would like to put a nasty surprise there for someone that's expecting something else.
Yeah, okay, so you'll have time in a moment, so I'll just continue. Ragok, then, as the orange glow that starts to emit from Thestonius's spear hitting the floor, you hear shouting from Ragok, "You fool, with your questers who bend over backwards just to lick your boots. We have the power to control this world, yet you sit back and watch. You do what with your powers? Offer trinkets to your little questers, who accept them as a baby accepts its mother's teat? They are ours to rule, to control. This world is ours. Nay, it is mine to twist into whatever I please. You can't stop me. You have imposed your own rules. Those rules do not bind me, and they will not stop me." So you can do what you want to do now, Kalias.
Some thread weaving for a nice astral maw some point down the line.
So roll that now, because we're effectively...
doing it well.
Effectively an initiative, but as... So if people want to do anything, you can.
Yeah, I
want to
shoot
this conversation
fire.
That's going on. You can see, Vanessa, that there is someone behind that pillar in front of you to the top.
Yeah, I've got a hint that there was possibly two. So I plan on shooting a fireball. I'm just finding the drawing thing.
Okay.
So that's two threads for me. I'll be able to cast it next turn.
Right, okay. So,
Also, could you tell me, what are those things to the side of the darkness? What are those? Is that just the river? What is it?
Yeah, it's an underwater stream that's rushing through the whole cavern with just like a little bridge. Well, not a bridge, just a stone floor going above the river, the underwater stream. It's fast running, as you can see, and there's lots of white water on it. If you fell into it, you'd probably be taken out downstream quite quickly. So now, can you roll initiative, please? While you roll initiative, you hear Ragok shout at, continue to shout at Thestonius, "Use your questers, your kings and your dragons. All the might you can muster cannot stop what has already begun. You fear the end that you have seen, and you are helpless to put an end to it. Esenki has grown strong under my cloud, and will become my iron fist of destruction. And I will stand there and laugh as Esenki rips out your heart. Then this world will tremble, beg and kneel before me at the dawn of a new age. One passion, one true ruler of this world. This world will be mine." At that, the orange glow that was slowly coming out from the staff during all this rhetoric from Ragok envelops both of them. as they then disappear into the orange light that Thestonius created. So, Fendrak, you've seen before you two passions, Ragok and Thestonius, for real. Talking back to what the group told you about meeting Thestonius before, and you completely disbelieving it, and as you said earlier, they're completely dumbstruck. That has just happened through your in front of your very eyes.
Yeah, I'm going to assume that I'm just really drunk or I'm really banging my head hard on the way down here. You know, there's a lot to process.
Okay, so it's your go.
No.
Do what you want to do.
I see anyone with heat sight.
Well, if you can see, if you can see, you should be able to see with what you can see. So you still can't see through rock, but you can see that there might be someone to the north for sure, next to this pillar. And knowing, well, I don't know if Kalios told you, but let's assume you did, that there are four pillars on the other side. And so you can see one behind a pillar. So you could possibly fairly think there might be others behind other pillars.
Jump.
Yeah, I knew you'd probably do that.
It's a long way to jump.
Well, you can do your... Oh, no, because that would be part of your jump, wouldn't it? Well, you could prepare for next round, no? Or chance it and run through the darkness.
Oh, by the way, the bridge is clear. It's just a bit dark.
So I will move my movement then. I will move up here.
Could make them come to us.
I'll hold this bridge area for now. I'll go into a defensive stance.
Yep, okay.
Yeah.
Which is a rare thing.
You sit in the darkness on defensive.
No, don't.
Not in the darkness, no, I'm here.
Okay, so you're basically run towards the darkness and going defensive and preparing for what may or may not happen. Kalias.
Okay, well, so I'm really glad that you decided to stop before the darkness, because I'm going to be helping you hold the bridge as well, if everything goes as expected. And Astral Maw will appear there, so after a little chomping and chewing coming from Kalias, that's going to be hopefully.
That's why you don't get raisins in your breakfast, because you start chomping and chewing and people disappear in Astral Maws.
Yeah, buddy. So a lovely Astral Maw will now reside in that black spot. However, it doesn't move and it doesn't reach, so it's not going to eat Fendrak.
Yeah, well, you've got control of it, haven't you? Via concentration, because you're controlling it, aren't you? Okay, so there's use that as the Astral Maw for now, so you know what it is. Okay, is that you done yet?
Yes.
Vanessa?
I'm going to shoot a fireball.
Yeah, so Fendrak, you can possibly see all four people now behind the four pillars in front of you. You know that there are others there.
It's got an 8-meter, I'm just working out if that's radius.
What is? Fireball?
Yeah, it's 8-meter diameter.
So 8 meter is going to be 4 squares. Where do you want to put it? It can go center from there is going to be 8. Well, it's going to be like that, 8. So it will take out the other person behind the other pillar as well.
Yeah, that's what I'm going for. I can't get the ones at the bottom if there are any. So we'll try that and hopefully get a good roll.
Okay, go on then. Roll. Go ahead.
Oh, hang on, that's the wrong one. So spell casting's perception +5.
Oh, sorry, I just looked at that and I thought I'm supposed to respond to that. No, yeah, so you need to roll spell casting first. That's the effect test. You need to roll the spell casting test, which is your perception plus thread rank, which is probably going to be +5, is it?
Yeah, it's +5.
Okay, so that's +5, right, okay. But you can't roll karma on it, but I'll let you off this time. So who's there? Bolt and Heavy. 10. Okay, so you see they all see a fireball suddenly erupt into the area in front of you, in front of the two pillars. And from your vantage point, Vanessa, you see that you see this one basically jump from around the corner and jump to the side and kind of like pat himself down a little bit, but doesn't seem to have taken much damage, but it's kind of like blinking his eyes at the moment. It's kind of like, what's going on? I can't really see. And you hear a scream from behind the other pillar.
Cool. And then the end of my go is I'm ducking back behind this pillar.
Right. Okay. And is that you done, yeah?
Yeah, that's me done.
Okay, Cormelan.
I'm walking up to... Oh, no, I'm actually walking up to Fendrak and start weaving some more threads. I will do 2 additional threads for Shield Willow. and try to weave them, hopefully all at once, because that's what we do. So I need an 18 and we'll put karma into it. Get it done right now. Oh, gets plus 2, so it's step 16. Please, 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 please. Nope. Okay. So it's 2 threats, and I will have to weave one more next round, which is sad.
How many threads do you need? 3?
Yeah, so the spell needs 1 regular, and I opted to weave 2 additionals.
Oh, for different people.
Each thread has a difficulty of 6, so I would have needed an 18.
Oh, never mind. Okay. Right, okay. So, from out ahead, you all can see, so I'm going to pop them forward just a little bit so you can see, basically popping their heads round and then moving backwards again. This one pops his head round, moves back again. This one you can see. And this one fires a bow. And you recognize this one as the one that legged it down the tree before you managed to get to them. And your physical defense is 17. Shit. Right. Okay. Okay, so...
17?
Wait, what?
Yeah, how's it 17? Physical defense. The defensive, I think you might have added to physical defense rather than armor. Oh, 14 to 17 defensive stance. Right, okay. So it fires a arrow towards you, Fendrak, and you basically quite easily just sort of like slash it out of the air and move it away. And it steps back. And, okay, so... just in front of, you can all see this arrive, just in front of the darkness, you recognize immediately, Kalias, a astral moor appears in front of the darkness on the other side of the break in the waters. And initiative.
Oh. Yep, coming in. Ha, improved myself.
Everyone done? Yeah. Okay, so Kalias.
Hold fire. Wait until the last person for the turn.
Okay, Vanessa.
I'm going to walk around this corner if I see somebody and throwing my assassin knives at them and then walking back behind this pillar.
Well, you can see the one to the top right because he's come round the other side of the pillar.
Yeah, so I've stepped out. We're going to try and throw a dagger at this guy.
Yeah, go ahead. 13. Okay, so which one's that? That's heavy. Okay, that just hits. Damage?
Oh, well, not bad.
Here we go. Oh, dear. Right, okay. You throw your dagger, you sneak round the corner, throw your dagger, and it's almost as if it's like been hit by a bloody 10-foot pole or something. Knocks him back, falls to the floor quite heavily.
I have to retrieve my knife from his eye.
Okay, yeah, well, the knife's still stuck into him. And he's collapsed to the floor.
Yeah, and I've hidden back behind the pillar, so that's the end of my go.
Okay, and Fendrak?
I'm going to great leap towards the bottom right. The little dudes behind the column there.
Go ahead.
There's 2 astral moors in my way, isn't there?
Yeah.
Yep.
One
unfriendly
is
and the other unfriendly as well.
Right. One is friendly. But you can surely reach there.
Friendliest relative.
So what's that, 10? So there. Yeah, he's probably not within range to do anything else.
That counts as your standard. That's a free, though, isn't it? Is that a free action or is it a standard movement?
It's a free action, yeah.
Okay, so if it's a free action, you can jump across to there, and then you can move and have an attack. Seems if it's a free action, then...
Yeah, it's guiding stride that replaces your movement, isn't it?
Yeah, walk around the corner.
In that case, I'll use rest of my movement to get to him.
Yep.
In that case, yeah, I'll smack him on.
Yeah, okay.
With my spear.
Who's that grunt? Right. Okay, you can see this one is carrying a huge battle axe.
So it's melee weapons.
Yep. 41. Oh, I was going to say, I didn't see all those dice rolls. So 41. Shitty now. Okay, so that's... that's 41. Yeah, 7 extra successes. So that's plus 14 damage.
Okay.
Hey, the dice didn't roll all the dice because I saw a 12 and a 6, but it didn't re-roll them on the screen. And you smack him quite hard for 32 points of damage. So that's going to be minus.
Ouch.
Okay, he stumbles back and kind of like but basically managed to push him back a couple of meters. Gets to his kind of like knee, but he manages to sort of like stand back up before falling down to the floor. Done quite a significant wound to him though. Is that you?
That's me, Dom.
Right. Okay. So the guy with the arrow again fires at Cormelan, and you're 10 now, yeah? Yeah, okay. So fires an arrow at you, Cormelan, and you kind of like just move to the side as it whizzes by, and he steps back out. Okay. You'll see a Scrang with a huge scimitar coming from the pillar in the north, and another one just come round the other side, and this one come up here. And what's your physical defense now, Fendrak?
At the moment, it's 11.
Okay. The other thing you notice as well, attached to all their tails, appears like a black kind of like sharp rock substance. So the guy that you hit and knocked back a bit, he goes to strike you with his great axe, and probably in all the confusion of where's everyone's coming from, you manage to sort of like step aside a little bit. Pompous does manage to hit, and that's an extra success. You want to do anything, avoid or anything?
Yeah, I've got a void blow.
Yeah, go ahead. I need 16. Okay, so that didn't work, and it comes down heavy on you, and does. Right, okay, and comes crashing down onto the side of your shoulder and down your chest, and does 17 minus physical armor. And heavy also, okay, hits you, no extra successes. And once again, with a large scimitar, hits down.
Try and avoid that, can't
I? You can avoid blow. Yeah, you can avoid blow for whatever rank you've got, can't you?
Yeah, that's any rank.
Yep.
Go ahead. Avoid that second one.
It's not, well, it don't really matter because you only did 3 damage.
We don't know that yet.
I know. Okay, so you managed to step out of the way from that large scimitar. And now, who's where? Right, okay, so what's the movement of Astral Maul?
It stays put.
I can't move from where it is?
I believe that's the case.
Okay, well, that disappears then. And your Mystic Defense, Fendrak?
Mystic at the moment is 7.
7? I can't believe we're all so low. Okay, you can't see. You see, just from around the corner up ahead, the Blood Elf woman that you saw in the friendly dragon, demon, when you were there walking with the two Scrang and speaking hushed tones. And she basically points an arm towards you, and grabs hold of her arm and twists it round, and a kind of like a shiver goes through your body, but you manage to sort of like shake it off and think something happened, but I'm not sure what happened, and then moves back behind the pillar. And now it's Cormelan.
Yeah, I will just drop the shield willow I had so carefully prepared, and instead make it a willow spear and throw that one at heavy. I will put karma into it. A glorious 13, thanks to karma. I assume that heavy does at least hit him. Yep.
Against Mystic Defense, yes, that hits. And heavy. Not an extra success.
Yeah. Didn't expect it to be...
heavy prone.
Oh, shit. Heavy is prone, but it's still not an extra success. But yeah, thanks for reminding me. It's not still not an extra success, but yes, he is heavy. He's prone.
Amazing. Yeah, so he's hit for 11 physical damage and is harried for the next round.
I put the net on him, so remind me when it comes to his round, I'll most likely forget.
Yep.
And Kalias, can you roll Patterncraft, please? Half magic.
There we go. 12.
Oh, okay. So you recognize the Blood Elf as she stepped round behind behind the pillar, trying to cast what you perceive to be in a rather unique way, but you're fairly familiar with it, seeing as you've got one just a bullet before. And you basically know that she was trying to cast a Wither Limb on Fendrak.
Business.
And initiative.
No, because I was holding fire, wasn't I?
Oh, you were.
Well, I don't think that they are coming to us, so I will drop them all. And I will just do some thread weaving, first of all.
Yeah.
And trying to do that.
Oh, forgot to talk about that, haven't I? I think that's probably
good stuff.
Worked, isn't it?
That's going to be a bone shatter straight away after that. And I will move behind the pillar. Ha ha ha. That's it. I'm done.
Yep. Okay. So initiative, everyone. Right. Okay. Kallias, first again. Wow.
Yeah. Okay. In that case, I shall emerge and then I will cast my spell. Who's Fendrak fighting with?
Three others.
Everyone.
Heavy, Pompous, and Creature in the Dark.
Yep.
Two okay,
have got
I'll
scimitars
go for...
and one's got an axe.
Okay. I'll go for the Pompous. 26.
Okay, so, yeah, that's worked. And 26 Pompous is... that's three extra successes.
That's three extra effect tests.
Yep.
What's the... actually, count successes against the highest Mystic Armor out of those three, because they will all be getting
three.
A Bone Shatter.
Okay, so that's three, two.
Okay, great. So in that case, that's going to be one for Pompous and one for his friend.
You're casting Bone Shatter, 20 meters.
Yeah.
Yep, all right.
Okay, so Will. It's Will plus six. I will use my Desperate Spell Charm. That's nice. Probably a good time for it. So that's plus six.
Is that all?
Yeah.
Didn't do anything. Right, okay.
Stuff.
So, which one's that against? Heavy?
Pompous.
Pompous, all right. So 39, so that's minus that. And, yep, and goes smacking against this pillar and falls to the floor in agony. Fendak, you can see that various bones on his on Pompous in front of you, with his arms and legs start to shatter and appear outside of his skin.
And the other one, the one below Fendrak,
Grunt
gets 28.
Grunt 28 minus Mister. Okay, and similarly again, Fendrak, you notice Grunt not screaming agony. But as was typical above, I've forgotten about this. I just remembered again. As above was sort of like, yes, yes, bring on the pain, and falls to the floor.
Yeah,
all of those around you, Fendrak, are now all on the floor.
So I've got these three guys.
Two of them have got bones protruding.
So these three guys around me,
legs and arms, and have fallen on the floor, and you'd expect them to cry out pain, but from what you saw above previously, they seem to enjoy taking lots of wounds and injuries.
Ah, bring it on, more! The pain is life. The pain brings life.
These guys seem to be having the time of the life, so I'm going to make over to the Blood Elf, because I really don't like the idea of a Blood Elf popping around the corner trying to cast magic on me.
Okay, go ahead.
And is she there? Is she around the corner?
Yeah, and as you get around the corner, you see something rather bizarre. You see a collection of bones on the floor, and what looks like a spinning orb that is kind of like just... spinning around about 2 meters above the floor and just floating off the floor above a circle of bones.
I can't be good. I'm just going to run around the corner and just try and stab my spear into this Blood Elf.
Your blazing spear.
A blazing spear, yeah. I forgot about the damage on that as well. Right, okay. I'm going to use my Desperate Blow Blood Charm on this attack as well.
Right, okay.
For hit or for damage?
A hit equals more damage.
Okay, so you slice your hit her with your spear, and it appears to hit. But as your spear hits into her, you notice that she's kind of the spear doesn't seem to have much resistance, as she starts to become less substantial and more ethereal. Really damage?
Damage.
Remember step 8 additional,
mm-hmm.
But you have to in roll 20, you have to roll it separately and add up manually.
Okay.
No!
Is that even real?
Well, good thing I helped out there.
Yeah.
I know, well, step 21, 5, step 8, 16. How wrong is that? Okay, so you hit her with your spear, and like I said, it just goes straight through her, and you didn't feel any resistance at all. As you're taking it out, kind of like burns into her, and she appears to disappear before your eyes.
Victory.
And she didn't move, so it's not like she jumped into the thing behind you. Disappeared.
Just assume that I hit her so good that she just evaporated.
Okay. Is that you done, yeah?
That's me done. Yep.
Right, okay. Let's do the archer. Oh, no. We've got you, Vanessa, and Cormelan first. Vanessa. Yeah.
Vanessa and me.
Yeah.
I just helped her out,
yep.
pat her on the back, and sent her into battle.
Yep, go ahead.
Good work. I'm wondering to help, so I'm probably going to go 1, 2, 3, 4 and throw a throwing dagger at the one beginning with P at the back. Looks most damaged.
Pompous?
Yeah, that looks... Yeah, now I can see his name.
13, that hits, but no extra successes. Okay, 13 on Pompous is... okay, kind of like sticks into, so it's your second dagger that you've used. Sticks into...
You've got one left.
It's chest. Right, okay. Is that you, Vanessa?
Yeah, that's me, Dom.
Yep, Cormelan.
I will walk up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Get a good look at it. See three folks with spear, with pointy sticks, and default to my most favorite of all spells. And I hear Stephen groaning in agony already because it's the icy surface again.
They're all on the floor anyhow, so.
Yes, and they will stay put. I shall freehand this and give it. I'm giving it a quick and shoddy job. Okay, and that's now cool. I have to roll it.
One.
I will put karma into it and stop your chanting. We've been there before. No target. Step 15, actually, because it's. And I think it's even with the effect step. Icy surface plus 2. That's nice. 28 is the wait. This is not yet. This is not yet the bad roll for you. So it's
not dramatic. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's one success, regular 4 extra successes. That means it's plus 8. It's plus 10 because it's in Glacius. The spell, and its step, icy surface, yeah, regular willpower plus 10. Well, that's not too shoddy. That's 17, dear ladies and gentlemen.
Oh.
Oh, that's that's again disappointing. I demand being allowed to take my proper dice because they sometimes roll properly. Rarely, but they do sometimes. But I mean 10 can fail anyway, so it's fine.
Okay, so I've got a reasonable chance to get out of this. Is that you then?
Afraid so, yes.
Right, okay. And, Bolt, first of all, comes from behind the pillar and shoots at... Fendrak, you're... Oh, you don't need to come behind the pillar. And shoots at you, Fendrak, and your physical defense is 11. And... hits. Ooh. Two extra successes. First time he's actually hit. Yeah. And fires that arrow at you, Fendrak, and and basically the shoots an arrow at you and basically sticks into your whatever armor you've got, your crystal plate or your shield or anything, and just bounces off and snaps in two, just the arrow on the floor. I rolled 7, so I think your armor's higher than that. Roll. And initiative.
Damn. All of it?
Well, that's where you put it, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I didn't want to lock out Fendrak from route of escape in case he would ever do such unmanly thing.
Yeah, well, they've done it for him, haven't they? So they've come out, so that's fine. Initiative. Right, okay. Oh, there you go, Vanessa then.
Will this maul attack me if I walk through it? I'm assuming not.
It's not there anymore. It's gone.
Well, I can't quite get in melee with the other one, so I'm going to throw a dagger from here at the same... Were any of those three casters, or are they all melee?
So, two of them have got scimitars, and one's got an axe. So Grunt's got an axe, Pompous and Heavy have got scimitars.
I'll throw one at Pompous and just take the hit from your guy on his go.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that'll just hit me, I guess.
It's just hit, yeah.
One super roll. No, not bad.
23. He's already on the floor, so he can't fall on the floor. Okay, so as previously before, he kind of like the dagger that sticks into the side of his neck, kind of like as he kind of like goes to take it out, he kind of like scratches it along the side of his neck, nearly catching into his jugular, and then throws it down to the floor. Bendrak, but I'll describe the place to you. Yeah, it's a semicircle, and it's 40 by 30, 40 long, 30 wide. You've got the river going in the middle, which is 4 meters wide. You've got several pillars, and you've also got an altar, which is there in front of you. And again, you can see that there's a shimmering orb floating above a bone circle, just so you can see the bone circle. There you go. And it's floating above that bone circle. The symbols, by the way, I've put them in here onto the map, because they're basically on the pillars as well. So you can see those two symbols. One at the bottom you recognise is the symbol of Ragok, and the one above you've already seen was the symbol of the Horns of Vengeance. Cormoran to go first, and if Fendrak gets back before then he can attack and then they'll attack. If he doesn't, then Kalias can attack and then they can attack. So, Cormoran.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I'm gonna try it again with a... Shield Willow is the name I'm looking for. This time I go for just one extra threat to improve the... Put on additional targets, that's it.
Yeah.
And so spell thread weaving 14, I need a 12. So I would put karma into it just to make sure. Yeah,
attacking?
Now it goes. Yeah. So the mandatory threat plus one extra threat to put it on more than one target.
Yep.
And casting will be next round. But in the meantime, I use my cantrip named, where is it? Fortify Armor on Vanessa.
Okay.
And I need to roll step 11 for that. And that gives Vanessa plus 2 armor for this and the next round.
Okay, you got that, Vanessa?
Yeah.
Okay. Fendrak, are you back?
Can you hear me?
Yep, can hear you now.
Yep.
Yes.
I will shout over to Cormoran that there's some kind of strange magic around here, so you're aware.
Yeah, Cormoran could see that from where he stood, definitely, for sure. In fact, most of you should be able to see it now. Kalias.
How high is that sphere off the ground? Like a couple of meters off the ground? That sphere, is it just a couple of meters off the ground?
No, it's 2 meters high, but it's basically just above the ground. Levitating like a couple of centimeters above the ground and spinning round and round and round and round.
Okay, I will great leap over it and towards the bolt guy.
Yep, go ahead.
Yes, please.
That's gonna work.
Excellent. Okay, roundabout. I'll just land behind him if possible.
Yeah, you can do that. You've got enough distance for that, for sure, yeah.
Cool. Okay, I'll just drop down behind him and introduce him to Mountain Breaker.
Give him a good close look.
Yeah, bolt, that's that. That's two extra successes.
Okay, okay.
Oh, my. Right, okay, you, that's a killing blow.
Excellent. Well, I'm just going to stick the spear in him and lift him up again, like I did to that other guy, and just toss his body against the wall.
Blazing spear.
The blazing spear, yes.
It's even worse than 35.
Okay, that was quite easy.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, it's another.
Yeah, you've got more to put on top of that as well, so it doesn't really matter.
Okay.
Kalias, can you... I know it's not your go, but can you roll pattern craft again? Half magic. Oh. You needed a 12. Okay, you recognise that spinning orb as a powerful spell. It's a spirit portal. It allows a spellcaster to escape through it via the astral plane. Level circle. And that's an 8th circle spell. Right, okay. So, first of all, he's dead. Let's do that one first. So, using the last perception I've got, which is... Fortunately, or the highest as well there, Kalias, as well. You notice just behind you, appearing in the darkness of the shadows of the pillar, the Blood Elf. What's your Mystic Defense? My Mystic Defense is 16. Yeah, no. Right, okay. Right, I need that. And similarly to before, you notice that she basically pulls out her arm and moves it towards her and goes, and your Mystic Defense is 16, so that's two extra successes. You feel your bones cracking quite hard. Well, probably not that hard. For 15 points of damage minus Mystic Armor. I just got plus 5 from you then, Kalias.
Yeah, remember your plus 5. Whoever, plus 5 Mystic Armor. You all got it.
Yeah, that's why I said it probably didn't affect you. So you took 15 minus Mystic Armor.
Who did, Fendrak?
No, Kalias.
Oh, Kalias, sorry.
Yeah, Kalias took it from Bone Shatter.
You're talking to me.
Yes, I'm talking to you. The Blood Elf, as you, okay, can you see on the map, the Blood Elf has just appeared below you next to the pillar.
Okay, so I will steel thought this because why not?
Oh, you're going to steel thought it. Right, okay. So 26. Oh!
Dang.
25.
Pulled one straight up before top of the damage.
Right.
Yeah, you needed 26, so...
15 yeah. Mystic, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, 15 minus Mystic. And, right, this one's going to run towards you, Vanessa, and attack you.
11 is my physical defense.
14. Oh, right, okay. So that one's going to go there, and that one's going to go to you. Oh, no, it can get to you. Pompous gets towards you, Fendrak, but it doesn't get to attack because it's basically done its whole movement. Towards you. Heavy attacks you, Cormelan, and your physical defense is it 10?
Yep, should be. Before you tell me any damage, if you hit, I would like to avoid blow if possible.
Yeah, so it's hit, so you can do your roll. Oh, miss. No, it's not hit. It's gone to hit you, and it's actually missed, sorry. You managed to sort of like just dodge out of the way quickly. Your physical defense is 11, Vanessa? Yep.
Yep. I'm going to riposte.
Well, I haven't said. Okay, so you're preparing to riposte, but because you were preparing for a riposte, you basically was ready for it, and you managed to sort of like didn't even have to clank his weapon out of the way, and it's missed you. So, Kalias.
Well. Right, I will definitely move away from this pleasant person.
You can see in the darkness, couldn't you hide in the darkness?
Well, she can see in there as well. You know. Okay, I'm gonna move away from here. Somewhere there. Yep. All these guys are on the ground, rolling around in their joyous, painful.
Oh,
excitement.
Shit.
Yeah?
No, yeah, that's wrong, isn't it? So anyone who took any damage. No, you didn't take any damage, fortunately. No, they didn't, did they? Because they're on the floor, so they had to get up. So they're all still there. I've just remembered. Yep. So let me just set that. So they all got up. I'm
you
not
could
do jump up for them now.
Yeah, even then you would forfeit your movement, so they would still be standing there.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. So I'll leave them there. Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
In that case, I will simply astral dart heavy.
Arid, yeah, no. Okay, so go ahead. Heavy. Yep.
The dice taking really long today.
Okay, so that's 29.
Don't worry about extra successes.
Oh, right. Okay.
It's gonna last forever.
Oh, it's gonna be minus two Mystic Defense, I presume. Mystic Armor.
Yeah, Mystic Armor. So. Get ready.
Ooh.
Looks decent.
33 against heavy. Right, okay, so that's minus that. And so he basically managed to get up a few seconds ago, and your spirit darts hits him quite hard, and he falls back down on the ground.
Very well, that's me done.
Yep, okay, so initiative, everyone.
I am so getting Tiger Spring. And I can because I'm a filthy human.
And every time you cause damage to these, as per I'm stopping to do the repetition, just so you know, every time you do damage to these, they basically seem to appear to love it and want you to give them more pain, regardless of how much damage you seem to do. Oh, it's Vanessa then.
I'm going to go aggressive stance, and I'm going to go and chop up this guy down here.
Go on, grunt. Yep, go ahead.
So I'm going to do first attack, and second weapon.
Hey, here we go. You're not going to jump to the floor as well?
not yet. We've not actually fought the passion yet. So I've rolled for my first attack. Wow, that's good.
Against Grunt, that's going to be about six or seven extra successes. Grunt, so that's minus that. Yeah, six extra successes. That's plus 12 to damage.
Oh, come on, be good.
40 bloody six. Jesus Christ.
Taking that long to roll the damage dice. Oh, good work.
Okay, so yeah, that's going to have quite a bigger effect on him. He kind of like stumbles back and he's about to fall to the floor, but you've got your second attack.
I'm working, is he very nearly dead?
Got a couple of wounds, but he's still standing up.
All right, so second attack. Well, second...
He's bleeding a bit, attack. And he's definitely got two wounds, so... Yeah, that, as he's kind of like just holding on to the wound you've just caused him and kind of like sort of like trying to open the wound, he moves down a little bit and you miss with your second weapon.
And now on the second attack with Night Slayer. Come on, Night Slayer, kill him. We might just hit.
Just, yep. That's it. No extra successes. Grunt. Seems to just basically... 7 damage, is that? Yeah.
Yeah,
that just kind of like grazes off his armor and doesn't seem to do any damage whatsoever as far as you're concerned. Okay, so the... Kali, as soon as you run away and you notice the blood elf appeared behind the pillar before you and you legged it, possibly to try and save yourself, you being more observant that she was there, and you notice her disappear again. Roll pattern craft.
6.
Half magic. Well, that's going to work. And you recognise that she's using a spell called Step Through Shadows. Basically allows her just to, as long as there's a shadow about, is move effectively wherever she likes, as long as there's a shadow. Anywhere within 100 metres. Basically covers this whole arena, so she could appear anywhere next round. And Heavy is on the floor, so he's going to get up. Grunt attacks you, Vanessa, and your physical defense is 8. Oh, yeah, you went aggressive. Right, okay. So he comes, that's the one with the club. And hits, hits.
I'm rolling my riposte, see if I get a good one in.
Okay, you need a 10.
Oh, excellent. 20, so I'm going to hit him back.
Yes! So that's against Grunt's armor as well. That's 2 extra successes, I think.
That's for the damage that.
Oh, no, it's 1.
Yeah, so 1 hit extra success. I'll see if this finishes him after my failure.
Oh, okay. So you knock him back to the floor and falls to the floor. Appears to be conscious. Heavy got up, didn't I? I said that, didn't I? So Pompous is. Oh, can get to you. 14. And your physical defense is 11. Right, okay, so Pompous is coming to you with the scimitar and comes flying around the corner to try and smack around the head. And, just 11. And hits you quite well. We'll see how hard in a minute.
What was that mean?
No, this is against Fendrak. And does 14 minus physical armor. But as he swipes you with his scimitar and turns around and tries to hit you across the face with its tail.
Can I avoid blow, please, on the
yes,
first attack?
Yep, yes, you can. Go ahead. You need, you need 11. Okay, so that hit. So you took 14 damage minus physical armor. Then it goes to hit you with its, as it spins around, to hit you with its tail and possibly from the small amount of damage you did last time and probably mocking the Scrang, managed to easily move out of the way of the tail. And yeah, so you'll go then, Fendrak.
I will return the favour.
14, that hits. No extra successes.
Okay. And we'll use my last karma point on the damage.
Your last? Oh yeah, you've been in quite a few fights, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's a killing blow.
Oh, hang on. There's another 2 D6 coming as well.
It's already a killing blow.
On
so.
The fire.
Yeah. Whee! Okay, that's another one. You. That's your killing blow, so go ahead. Explain your killing blow in all glorious, gory detail.
I'll pivot on the spot and bring the spear blade across his throat and open his throat. Nice. Give a show off.
Falls out all over the floor. Okay, and okay.
So, Cormelan quickly scurries over there, and in addition to a blazing spear, Fendrak will have weeds on his crystal shield sprouting wildly and grappling and twisting around and catching any kind of weapon that is directed at you. And this will improve your physical and mystic defense by +2 each. Defense, not armor. That's the important part. And rolling for it. And my own shield will show the same verdant behavior. Yeah, that should be fine.
Okay.
So +2/+2 on defenses.
Yours or Fendrak, yeah? Fendrak.
Both.
Oh, both. You two. Okay, so I'll get that on both you two. Okay, so initiative, please. Kalias. Wow, you're getting good initiative today, aren't you?
I'm going to hold fire because I've not got anyone inside.
Well, you can move.
Yeah, maybe later.
Okay, right, okay, so there goes now. It goes for Cormelan. What's your physical defense? And it's gone up probably as well.
It's 12 now.
Oh, okay, so. Heavy as hit. That's one extra success. Oh well, no, I should just say hit.
Yeah, I don't want to know. Yeah, but I will roll.
That's
I will roll.
Say is hit rather than saying extra. You're doing a void blow, yeah?
Yep.
Yeah, you need 18. Whee! Okay, so he goes to 21, and you manage to sort of like just go.
I assume that I get mostly out of the way, but. Barely not, but instead my the vines and the weeds on my shield will sprout out and expand the shield upwards and catch the blow for me, because that's handy.
Yeah. Okay, and Grunt attacks you, Vanessa.
Yeah, thought he was unconscious. I suppose if he's woken up again, then he can attack.
Oh, shit. No. Yeah, thank you. Like I said, do remind me when I do things like that. No, he's on the floor, he's unconscious. And yeah, that's it. So, yeah, I've run out of, okay, I need a perception roll, and I've used the two that I had, so can people just roll a couple of perceptions, and then, just roll perception now, we'll move along with that afterwards. If you can all just roll perception, please. Okay, so, Vanessa, you notice, just at the corner of your eye, from up towards the north, a figure suddenly appear behind the shadow of that pillar and then meld into the shadows. You just saw them just briefly for a moment or two.
Oh.
And Fendrak.
Okay. I'm not about to let my squishy little elementalist friend get hurt. So I will move here next to Heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give him the old what for.
Right, yep, go ahead.
Owl Shadow didn't work on these guys, did it? Last game. They were immune to it, weren't they?
No, that's right.
Yeah, okay, I'll just attack.
Yeah, that seemed to work pretty well. Thumping them with big ammo.
The last three you've hit, you took them out immediately. 21, okay, so that's hit, and that's... one extra success.
Okay, so... here comes the base damage for the spear.
And then the...
And here comes the extra fire damage.
Yes!
You need the fire damage this time? Yes, you did. Okay, so that's, again, another killing blow.
Wee.
So you stab your spear into them, and as it's coming out and ignites the top of their shoulder and burns all the way through their colourful... what do you call them? Colourful plumes on the top of its head and just ignites and falls to the floor and collapses. Okay.
It's me.
Yeah. So, Cormelan?
Yeah, I'm lacking a proper target now. And I'm pretty interested in this swirling ball of stuff. And I will quickly pick up a stone and just toss it in there. Like, not throwing hard, but just make contact and see what happens.
Yeah, so you throw the stone in and... let me just check. Okay, so you throw the pebble into the at the portal, and it hits the portal and just falls down to the floor.
Like as if it had hit a solid object.
Like it's hit a solid object, yes.
Okay, and then I will move over here, close to the wall.
Yep.
And let's say here. Yep. And take out my light quartz and make sure it's shining bright and nice, and I will hold it up in my second hand, in my shield hand or something, so I can reduce as much shadow in this place as possible.
Okay, is that you? Yep, Vanessa.
I'm just going to kneel down to this person, use Night Fang, slit his throat while he's unconscious, hopefully.
Okay, so you can do that. Right, okay, so you can cleanly slit his throat and slay the one that's on the floor who's unconscious quite easily, so yeah.
And then that'll be my go bar working out this light thing, so Cormlan would actually have all of their covered with light, so...
Yeah, okay, so that we can, so you can do that properly. Let me put the dynamic lighting back on so you can actually see where the reflections are.
I've got this bit covered. Well, because Cormlan should see all the way down the bottom bits that I can't currently see, so that would really cover matter. All that bit.
So, basically...
Still 5 points, there's the four pillars and the black spots you could have put her in.
Yep. Yeah, so you've maneuvered yourself there, so initiative, peeps, please. Okay, so, your go, Kalias.
Nothing to see here, so I'm going to wait.
Okay. Bedrak?
Yeah, I can't really see much, so I'm going to move...
Yeah, I just had to just change,
visible targets at
change the lighting so you can see where the shadows actually are.
Can I see anyone hiding in the shadows with heat sight?
Not where you are now, no.
If there's no one to sort of attack, I'll sort of regroup a little bit. Okay. Whereas, yeah, I'll sort of hover around here somewhere.
Okay. Vanessa?
That's me done.
Yep.
I may as well, we've got no targets to aim at the moment, so I may as well sort of stay where I am. Just in defensive stance.
Okay. Cormlan?
I will withhold and see what's happening.
Okay. Kalias, you withheld your action, and you notice towards the north, the elf lady appears behind that pillar in the shadows.
Okay, then I will just cast some astral spells, well, darts on her.
Yep, go ahead. 20, that's one extra success. One extra success.
So, 13.
Yeah, okay, so, astral darts fly towards her. You perceive doesn't really do that much damage whatsoever, really. Tiny bit, but not much. Okay, initiative. Okay, so, diddly diddly do. Kalias, you see the blood elf run towards the exit and touches the wall and starts to run up the stairs. Full movement rate, obviously. Fendrak, effectively, she's now running up the stairs.
I will pursue. I will pursue with all the vigour that I can muster.
Okay. So do your full movement rate is what, 14, 28? Movement rate?
14.
12. 14, yeah.
Base for a troll's 14, I think.
Yeah.
The gangly. So I'm not too sure I can catch up to her. Whereabouts? Let's have a look.
Where is it?
I can just get to there.
Yeah. Okay. Just so you know,
so that's so double.
She was stood there. That's where the door is. And she's a blood elf. And her movement rate is more than that. She's legging it. You know that the spiral staircase is 20 meters. You came down.
So I can get to there.
Yep. Kalias. Sorry, Fendrak.
No, I'm done. I can't attack, can I? So.
Okay. No, not if you do your full movement. Kalias?
Well. Spirit darts again?
Gone.
What do you mean she's gone? When did she get out? You were describing her touching the door. I thought that she was still there.
No. She came from this area here, from behind that pillar.
We can't see shit right now.
Ah, okay.
It's all black.
That's cool.
She touched the door, and then she legged it when she went through the door. Who can't see? Oh, right. Let me just sort that out again because we don't need it anymore. I only did that for the lighting part.
That's fine. I thought that she was still around. In that case, that's it then. Well, we're sorted.
Legging behind.
Okay. So, Fendrak, you obviously then charge up the stairs. And if anyone wants to follow Fendrak up the stairs, like maybe Vanessa might want to get a shot from a bow. Or thing or whatever, and you get to the top of the stairs where the red tree is, and you don't see the blood elf in the local vicinity.
Howard, I'll shout out loud.
Thanks for watching The Circle of Dawn. See you next time. Bye.